Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Preston Ward. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ralph Terry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lopez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lopez. Maxwell moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle throws the ball into Lopez, who tags Martin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maxwell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive towards third. Virgil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Terry reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Virgil moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris bunts towards third. Virgil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-T hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Chee-T and he is safe. Keene steals second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive towards first. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin bunts towards the mound. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene bunts towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bunning moves to second. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bunning moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. DeMaestri reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Craddock now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling bunts towards third. Carrasquel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carrasquel. Groth goes all the way around to score. Bowling moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martin strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bunning hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Maris moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Maris moves to third. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.